Good afternoon, everyone. Those of you in the back, feel free to come in the front. I would rather have a conversation with you than give you a speech, especially because I can't compete with Minister Keith in any way, shape, or form. Minister Keith asked you about whether you had been asked to get out of your car and if you'd been handled by police and so on. I want to ask you to raise your hand if you have either experienced or witnessed or know anyone who has experienced police abuse. Raise your hand. Thank you. Now I want to ask you, did you or did the victim of police abuse file a complaint? If so, raise your hand. Okay, that's the problem. If you show up for work every day a half hour late and nobody ever says anything to you about it, and you don't get a letter from your supervisor, and you don't get a memo, and you don't get a warning, and nobody seems to care that you show up half hour late to work every day, are you ever going to come on time? If a police officer abuses people, calls them MFers, disrespects them verbally, physically, and nobody ever files a complaint, are they ever going to stop? Thank you. How many of you know we have a citizens police review board in Oakland? Raise your hand. Fewer than 50%. We've had a citizens police review board in Oakland ever since the Black Panthers, but it's one of the best kept secrets in Oakland. Most people don't know we've got one. We had people come down to the Citizens Police Review Board a couple of months ago and address the review board by saying, what we need in Oakland is a review board, a citizens review board. And they were talking to the review board. I'm not kidding. Okay. Now the really sad part is we're about to lose it. We could lose it. The city of Oakland is looking at an $80 million shortfall for the next 2 years and looking to cut anywhere, anything, anyhow they can to balance this next 2 year budget. Now what do we have? We have internal affairs. The average officer in internal affairs earns somewhere between $125,000 and $200,000 a year investigating citizens' complaints, which I don't have to tell you, not very many people have a lot of faith in. The civilian investigators that work for the Citizens Police Review Board earn somewhere around $60,000 a year. There's only two of them. There's about 28 internal affairs officers who cost the city two or three times as much. Does that make any kind of sense? Thank you. The mayor's task force on police issues, which I'm a member of, looked at this and concluded, as you have concluded, that this is a ridiculous situation. We have proposed that the city spend $1.2 million to hire 10 additional citizens to investigate and accept citizens' complaints against police. Close down internal affairs to citizens' complaints. Send everyone over to the Citizens Police Review Board, where they will be accepted by civilians, not boys in blue, and will be investigated by civilians, not boys in blue. Reassign 10 internal affairs officers to do police work, not administrative clerical work. Reassign those internal affairs officers to the Criminal Investigations Division to look for the people who are harming our community and to collect evidence such that the DA can do something with it, which is not often the case because the OPD is severely understaffed in criminal investigations. So this is what is coming this Tuesday to the Public Safety Committee of the City Council at 5:30 p.m. This Tuesday, April 28th, at 5:30 p.m., hearing room 1 of City Hall, the proposal to close internal affairs to citizens' complaints, redirect citizens who have complaints against police to the Citizens Police Review Board, authorize the hiring of 10 additional CPRB intake people to deal with the increased number of complaints that will come. At the moment, Internal Affairs receives 800 complaints a year. The CPRB receives 80. We are faced with a situation that says grow or die. If the CPRB does not become the agency to process citizen complaints, it stands a very good chance of being eliminated. Jerry Brown already tried to eliminate it in 2000. Along with Robert Bob, along with then Police Chief Richard Word, they recommended to the City Council that we were paying too much money for police oversight. We could just hire an auditor, a single auditor, to monitor the police and save about $400,000 a year. Pueblo stood against that. We convinced the City Council that we would be rolling back the clock to BP, before Panthers, if we allowed our Citizens Police Review Board to be scrapped in favor of an auditor, which is one of the weakest kinds of civilian oversight that you can have. We prevailed. The City Council agreed with us. But that was 2000. They were not facing an $80 million shortfall then. We would like to think, because we have Mayor Dellums now and not Jerry Brown, that things would be different. Minister Keith told the truth. They're not different. We still have a fight on our hands. The interesting part of this story is that we've been working on this proposal for 2 years. We brought it to Chief Tucker soon after he first became the chief, because we knew that without his support, we didn't stand a chance. He supported it. And ever since then, he worked with us, along with the city attorney's office, along with John Burris and Jim Shannon, the attorneys for the plaintiffs in the Ryder's case. Everyone was in support of this idea until Chief Tucker left February 28th. Now it's the bad old days again. And we have a different attitude on the part of OPD. We had thought we were coming to the council with a unified consensus. The mayor's task force, Chief Tucker, the city attorney's office, the riders monitor team, all on the same page. Not anymore. The police department have issued their report, heard the same at the same time our report will be heard. They have problems with this proposal. They have issues. Most of them have already been, actually all of them have been resolved, but they are rolling the clock back, and instead of consensus, we have what is far more consistent when you deal with police, which is an adversarial situation. Us against them, them against us. It's really tragic because we came a long way with Chief Tucker and things have slid back very fast. And that leads us to the issue of who our next police chief should be and who it shouldn't be. But we'll save that conversation for another day. What we need is to have you folks come to the Public Safety Committee on Tuesday at 5:30 and say, no way will we give up civilian oversight in Oakland. Just imagine when we win the fight to get civilian oversight of BART and lose it in Oakland after having it for 30 years. Just imagine what that would look like. Now we have a long-range plan. This is only step one. Closing internal affairs to the public, sending everyone to the review board, hiring more staff to accept the complaints from the review board. Phase two would be next year, where we would put on the ballot the creation of a police commission, like they have in San Francisco, like they have in Los Angeles, with the power to hire and fire for good, not fire and then they get their job back. That would have to be done on the ballot because it would mean a change to the city charter. Right now, the power to discipline officers resides with the city administrator. And the officers have challenges. As you can see, even when they're fired, they have appeals and they can, and sometimes do, get their jobs back. So phase two would require the voters to say, we've had enough. We want citizen, civilian, community control over our police department. And we vote for that. That's next year. But for right now, and of course the police have already gone on record opposing it, for right now that is not in the proposal before the council. The only thing that is before the council is the authorization in the budget to hire additional CPRB people to take the complaints, closing internal affairs to the public, and sending 10 internal affairs guys to do actual police work. For that, we need you to come and say, this is what we want. This is what we want in Oakland. We don't trust internal affairs. We don't want to continue to waste money having two separate agencies doing the same job. We want the job done more cost effectively, and we want the job done independently. Please come and support this proposal on Tuesday at 5:30. It's item number 7. The police report is item number 6. You can go to our website, which is www.peopleunited.org, to read a lot about it. And Dave has put some of this information as well on IndyBay. If you go to indybay.org and go to Police State, he has a lot of information there as well for your reference. This is our chance to be heard. Most of the work that we do in terms of police accountability, most of the work that we do is fraught with frustration. We have town hall meetings, we listen to each other, we're preaching to the converted. We never seem to be able to actually wrap our hands around something that we know is concrete and can make a real difference. Folks, this is the time that you can do just that. This is the time that you can achieve something real, a real change in the way we oversee police in Oakland. So this is not just more talk and more kind of recycling of what we already know to be true. This is an opportunity that we have to transform Oakland at least a little bit, next year a lot. But this is the resolution that would open the door. Don't listen to them when they say, we're broke, we're $80 million in the hole, we can't afford $1.2 million. When you're going to get from the federal government stimulus money, hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars for new cops, for CompStat, for all the other things, all their pet projects, they can find $1.2 million to hire 10 civilian intake officers. One other thing I want to leave you with, because I know it's getting late. Pueblo has a database of over 1,600 complaints against police officers. When I started this conversation by asking you how many of you had filed a complaint, there weren't all that many. That's the reason these guys continue to act with impunity. They know that even were you to get an attorney, most likely he wouldn't take your case. If he did, most likely your settlement, if anything at all, would be minimal. Where would be the consequences? I can tell you one thing. Officers don't want to give up a potential promotion. And if they get enough complaints in their jacket, that's what's going to happen. They know, even if the complaints are not sustained, it doesn't matter. You get a number of complaints in your jacket, your promotion is very much at risk. You don't need an attorney to file a complaint. You go to the 11th floor of City Hall, the Citizens Police Review Board. You file a complaint. But before you go there, come to Pueblo, because once you go there, we don't get to know the officers that you're complaining about. And we need to continue to monitor these officers that are in our database. I'll give you an example. I met with Acting Chief Holgram last week and met his new chief of staff. The guy looked familiar. It's because I had seen him at the CPRB as a subject officer of a complaint. So I went back to our office and I looked at our database. Oh yeah, this new chief of staff has quite a few very serious complaints and lawsuits. So we keep that information. And when civil rights attorneys are going to file a lawsuit against an officer, they contact us to see what else has this officer done besides what he did to my client. So our database is important, and we need to keep running count of these officers and what they're doing on the street. So come to us, let us document in our database what the incident was, which officers were involved, then go to the CPRB and file an administrative complaint, which will go into that officer's jacket. This can do more than you can ever imagine to change the conduct of officers in Oakland. If people would start filing complaints, I promise you, officers start to think twice when they approach someone and what that person might do to their career, okay? Folks, Spread the word. Let's step it up, especially young people. Young people need to be empowered to stand up for their rights, for their dignity, for their respect. Young people need to come and file a complaint against police officers that abuse them, even if it's only verbally. It's still a violation of police policy to disrespect you verbally. You have a right to file a complaint. Am I going to see y'all on Tuesday?
Yeah.
Please.
What our sister Rashida is telling us is very critical in that the victim of police brutality is a victim of an abuse of power, is a victim of a violent crime. Many times as you study the lawful relations of people, you'll discover, for an example, that many women have been subjected to rape, most of which goes unreported and often is a victim to some authority figure in their lives. And so this abuse of power, and one of the things that they teach you about the horrific crime of rape is that it's not a sexual crime. It's really a brutally violent crime that uses sex as a weapon. You all with me now? Well, every act of police brutality is very much the same, where men and women being brutalized under the badge of authority are very much like rape victims and often feel frightened to make the report out of the concern that I will be accused while I'm trying to make a report against the criminal that has done wrong. I heard Uncle Bobby at the tribunal that was held by Bam the other night talk about how he heard of Oscar afterwards in their effort to criminalize him. You would think that Oscar Grant had committed a crime. So they do an autopsy. They reveal a chemical in his system. Quite frankly, I had never heard of the chemical. When they say that we found this chemical, I hadn't heard of it, and I didn't research it. Well, if they had said he had cocaine, then I would have known what they were saying. If they had said he had heroin or ecstasy, then I would have known what they were saying. They announced, like some criminal action occurred, that he had some sort of chemical in the system. I think Uncle Bobby declared that that was the chemical that I guess the medical team provided him when they issued him first aid on the scene. And that is the chemical they found in the system.
And he had some dental surgery as well.
It wasn't anything unlawful. That's like saying I found vitamins in his system. I found Tylenol in their system. I found Motrin for backache in their system, as though that was some sort of criminal pronouncement that justified the murder of a young man. And so we certainly want to follow up on what our sister is saying. And the system of complaint she's saying to us is that Oakland developed a system, but it doesn't promote what that system is. Most of us may feel that if I've been brutalized by the police and I want to complain, call the police. Call the lieutenant. Call the captain. Call the chief. When they just busted the internal affairs captain, I believe was his rank, for covering up, beating up, and setting up people in his past and murdering cover-ups. Paulson. Well, that's simply to say that to make the report to the murderer is not a good place to make your report. So she's saying the city developed a system, but people don't tend to know that system. I wouldn't know to go to the 11th floor of City Hall. I'm glad you said it. They need to put something on the first floor.
That's right.
As soon as you walk through the front door, police complaint box. Yes, ma'am. So folks know right off the top that if I have a problem, this is how it can be resolved. Now, before we wind down, of course, we have Sister Diana here and members of the Grant family and those that are on the platform, Big Jack. Would you like to share anything? Please receive our sister, the godmother of Oscar Grant.